Quote, I was impressed by how bright the lights are on this cable. It works amazing. Can't wait to buy a few more. That is a review for a phone charging cable on Amazon. And last year, Amazon sued the party responsible for writing it because it's obviously not a real review. It's more of a paid ad masquerading as a review. Well, now Amazon is going further. It's going after the people who pay to get fake positive reviews of stuff they sell. At the tech news website GeekWire, editor Todd Bishop tells us what's at stake here.
When you look at the landscape for online reviews, Amazon reviews are actually critical, not just for products on Amazon, not just for things that people buy on Amazon, but you could be sitting at the hardware store and you're looking at a shelf and you say, what do people think of this? Well, you go to Amazon. That's your tendency. So this really has become almost the Bible, sort of a crowdsourced consumer reports that many people turn to even beyond their Amazon purchases. So them being authentic and real and actual legitimate feedback from real customers is an important issue, not just for Amazon, but for people broadly.
If Amazon knows which reviews are fake, why don't they just delete them?
Well, there are so many products on Amazon. It is a bit of a Wild West. They rely heavily on computer algorithms. Those algorithms scan the product reviews and look for signs of fraudulent reviews, but it would be a Herculean task and really impossible for humans to go through and say, okay, that's fake, that's real, that's fake. And so it is a difficult computer science problem, and they also are now looking to the courts to help them out in terms of squelching a lot of these fake reviews.
Yes, Amazon is trying to block sellers who pay for the fake reviews, basically kick them off the site and take away any illegal profits they make. First of all, are fake reviews illegal?
Well, if they violate the Amazon terms of service, it's essentially a contract violation. So in that way, Amazon does have some recourse through the courts. And so they are taking this action. This latest action was notable because it was the first time they've actually targeted sellers who buy fake reviews. In the past, they've targeted people who write fake reviews and companies that sell fake reviews, if you can follow all of that. There's many marketplaces that we're dealing with here, and some of them are legitimate and some of them are not.
How much is Amazon just doing PR saying, we're purifying our reviews, and how much would this legal move actually work?
This is obviously a signal to the sellers that buy these fake reviews, hey, we're going after these three companies. That's essentially what they're doing. Don't you be the next. So this is, in many cases, a PR move against those sellers to send them a message. That said, it's a very difficult balancing act here for Amazon. They, at the same time, are trying to reassure customers that the vast majority of reviews on the site are actually legitimate. And so at the same time, they're doing the PR campaign to get the attention of the sellers. I think they want to try and make customers feel comfortable with the reviews that are there.
How crooked are Amazon reviews compared to other sites?
I think they're probably somewhat in the same. If you look at something like Yelp or other sites, every site out there that has a large consumer base, many businesses, they're going to run into these types of issues. And so I think Amazon is unique in its scale. Amazon itself is giant. It's essentially the world's largest online e-commerce site. And so as a result, everything that they experience to a much greater degree than many other sites.
So how should we deal with reviews? Should we just ignore the ones that talk about a life-changing phone charging cable? Do we just ignore all reviews? What's your recommendation?
So the advantage here is that humans still have some advantage over algorithms. I think that you can use your judgment when you look at these reviews. If there are common patterns, misspellings, broken English in some of them, there are some telltale signs of a fake review that I think humans can see and discern that the computers cannot. You know, another thing is looking at the stars, not just the actual words, but looking at the stars. And if you see a bunch of 5-star reviews and then a bunch of 1-star reviews, that's another sign that, hey, maybe there is some artifice here, that the 5-star reviews might be something that the company is paying for, and the 1-star reviews are the actual real customer reviews.
Amazon isn't going to get rid of the funny fake reviews, are they?
Boy, I hope not.
They have that list. Right? That they keep this, like there's a product called the Bic Crystal Pen for her, and a review is Hulk sad. Hulk demand Bic for him, which I believe might be a fake review. So
Exactly. No, that is, you know, Amazon customer reviews are a medium unto themselves in many ways. And there are people who are extremely good at them. And there are people who are extremely good at writing fake ones. So it's a bit of a Wild West, and you just got to be careful what you're reading.
Todd Bishop with the tech news website GeekWire. Amazon's now going after people who pay for fake positive reviews of the stuff they sell. However, those funny fake reviews live on. We are tweeting out a link to Amazon's own list of humorously bogus reviews. Join us on Twitter at KUOW.